This is our league, and this is your league. From the 55-yard line on CFL America Radio and the Sports History Network.
Stand by, 15 seconds to air. Stand by, all cameras and videotape.
Ready with your opening graphics. Stand by, Howard. Here we come, Frank. Ready, Don.
Stand by, audio, your opening music, and roll tape.
Take tape.
Welcome to the White House. Let's give it up for this quiet, reserved bunch called the Seattle Seahawks. We are here to celebrate the first Super Bowl victory for the city of Seattle. Of course, I don't need to tell you how outstanding the Seahawks are because they did a pretty good job of describing themselves as outstanding during the year.
Seahawks' first world championship began in Atlanta. Down 20 points in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks registered one of the greatest comebacks in playoff history.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
This is going to be a hard stopper, folks.
Lynch is going to get it. He powers forward. He is in.
But Seattle's remarkable display of heart ended in heartbreak.
13 seconds and no timeout.
It's going to come down to this. Snap, spot. Kick is on the way. Kick is long enough. And the season is over. Watch their magic carpet ride end in Atlanta.
We should have won that game. I expected the team that lost to Atlanta to win the Super Bowl. Myself and Earl Thomas sat there in the locker room for about 3 hours after that game and just, we'll never lose again in the playoffs. We'll punish whoever gets in our way. When you know you're the better team, it hurts a little more. So our team was just disappointed in that.
Man, great effort, man. Unbelievable season, guys. We're going to win the Super Bowl next year. Get your mind around it.
That's right.
Hey, yo, Hawks on three. One, two, three, Hawks!
We end up losing that game, but I also remember realizing that, man, we got a great future. You know, and I remember leaving that locker room, being by the bus and telling Coach Carroll. And he said, you know, when I was walking off the field, by the time I got to the tunnel, it already hit me that we're going to the Super Bowl next year. He had flipped it before I'd got to the locker room, and it took me another couple hundred steps to get there, but more power to him.
Russell Wilson was only a rookie. Who could have imagined that after just one season, he'd be showing the resolve of a veteran? Unlike the Seattle Seahawks' unnaturally boyish head coach, their baby-faced quarterback is old at heart.
He is an old soul. You can see it when you talk to him. You can see it in his eyes.
Nice and windy, good old Seattle weather.
You can hear it in the music that he listens to.
Oh, better, that's all I
You listen to Al Green all day, and he's going to be like, ooh, Al Green, that's my boy. That's my boy.
He's like a throwback, you know? He's like, he grew up, like, his whole life been with him. He was 13 or 14. And then the rest of it, he's just been older than everybody else.
Scouts believed his best prospects as a professional were in Major League Baseball.
I started playing baseball when I was 3 years old. I actually probably say maybe baseball is my first love, but I also realized that I had this passion for the game of football.
At 5'10", he was dismissed as too short and was an object of ridicule when the Seahawks drafted him in the third round.
Maybe Russell Wilson will grow, Mel. Maybe he'll grow another 3 or 4 inches. Maybe he's a late bloomer.
It rains a lot in Seattle. It really makes things grow.
But by the start of his second year, Wilson had grown into the quarterback of a Super Bowl contender.
The Seahawks that everybody says are going to be so great this year, they're going to prove it on the field today. Kirsch makes the catch! Touchdown, Seahawks!
The following week, Seattle got a chance to show what they could do against the team that had represented the NFC in the last Super Bowl.
These two teams, they don't like each other. All week long, and everybody kept saying, this is the game of the century, right? These guys just say, you know, this is the next game, and it's got to be a championship game.
Treating every game like a championship game is the mentality here. That's what keeps us from having the lows and the ups and downs of the season. We go out there to play every game like if we lost, we're going home.
We're all we got.
We're all we got.
We're all we got.
We're all we got.
Here comes the blitz, look out. Throws it outside, Lynch makes the catch, and he walks in! Touchdown, Seahawks!
I thought this was a matchup!
Mismatch!
If they would have treated it like a regular game like we did and treated it like a championship game, they wouldn't have been that surprised, but they expected us to lose somehow, some way.
He's gonna let one fly down the near side.
That's a guy who understands what team he's on. You know, you get a special feeling when you understand your team is the best team out there.
Pete Carroll had built a team that was the perfect representation of Seattle. Young, energetic, and often overlooked by the rest of the country.
They said it was an afterthought. You know, we didn't get a lot of media attention. Nobody came to see Seattle. Nobody would, you know, bring their ESPN cameras to see Seattle.
Before Carroll, Seattle was known for Starbucks, salmon, and when it came to sports, disappointment. The Seahawks had only been to one Super Bowl and came up short.
Pass interference, number 82.
Oh, ooh, that was a ticky-tacky call.
In 2001, baseball's Mariners won more games in a season than any other team in baseball history, but failed to reach the World Series.
It was so sad to know manager Lou Piniella and his players wouldn't be dressing in uniform for a Game 6.
The Supersonics were Seattle's only franchise to ever win a world championship, but they no longer exist.
This is an experience we'll probably never see again.
When Carroll arrived in Seattle in 2010, he inherited a 5-11 team.
I loved my time in college football, but always I had a thought that maybe it could come together in a manner that would give me the chance to do things the way I would like to do it, and it's come together.
Carroll had been the head coach of the Jets and Patriots, but found most of his success as the head coach of USC.
I wanted to see what would take place if we did it exactly the way we did it at SC. Let's put together a football team of guys that love playing the game, that we can look after. He believes in positive synergy. He believes in uplifting other people and bringing everybody together.
Let's go kick it up. Yeah, kick it. Oh, look how sweet we look today.
Yeah. Pete is found a healthy balance of fun and energetic.
What was the last thing you were playing?
Fort Knox.
Fort Knox?
Fort Knox.
That's who they are?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool.
But also focused and dedicated to what we do. He's 63, going on 24.
Coach Carroll's birthday today. Oh!
Happy 25th birthday, coach.
Right now, old man.
You would never think he was as old as he is, second oldest coach in the league.
In his first year, Carroll began creating his own culture, making an astonishing 283 roster moves with general manager John Schneider.
We were freewheeling. John was going for it every turn, every opportunity. We were bringing guys in and out of here.
If you look and project like the next year or the next year, if we're able to keep these guys together, I don't know how. I don't know how we can't be really good.
It's a bunch of guys with chips on their shoulders, undrafted, you know, fifth round, sixth round, third round, who nobody wanted, who just intend on punishing this league.
The rest of the country was taking notice. It was impossible to overlook the way Pete Carroll's Seahawks won football games.
When you practice as hard as we do, when you do everything we do, the extraordinary plays become ordinary.
There was the Beast Quake.
Lynch left side, finds a little bit of a hole, keeps his legs moving, he's across the 40, midfield, 45, he's on the run, Lynch, 40, pushes him at 35, look at him go, he's down to 20, 15, he could go, he is going to go, touchdown Seahawks, oh my word!
And the Fail Mary.
Now Russell Wilson is going to be looking at the biggest play of his young pro career, a fourth down and 10 with 8 seconds remaining. Now he's going to roll. Now he's going to stop and set. Back to the 40, lets it fly to the end zone. Going to give his guys a chance. Going up, coming down. Does he come down with it? Does Golden Tate have it? He's in the end zone.
Well, I think it gives us the belief that any play can be the best play we've ever made. When we go into a game, we're not shy about it. We're going to go attack it and be in attack mode all the time.
It's going to work. Here we go. Let's be great today. Let's be great.
Green 80. Yes, sir.
Play fake. Wilson rolls. Still rolling. Throws far side. In the front corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks. Play fake to him. Russell's going to roll right side. Has all kinds of time. Looking. Going to throw to the end zone. Leaping to make the reception. Touchdown, Seahawks.
Hey, baby.
Texans lead 20-3 here in Reliance Stadium in Houston. Again, the Seahawks knew this was going to be tough sledding.
The Seahawks win with high drama because they are tough to beat. Seattle hadn't lost a game by more than a touchdown in nearly 2 years, and they weren't about to start against the Texans.
Wilson rolls right side. Look. He's going. He gets the first down. Running to the near side. Russell Wilson has taken this offense on his back. Here goes Marshawn. He's going to walk in untouched. And we've got ourselves a ball game in Houston. In motion is the tight end. Chow turns. Blitz is coming. Chow's got to get rid of it. The ball is picked up. It's Richard Sherman. He's going to go down the far sideline. Are you kidding me? They have come all the way back and scored 20 unanswered points to tie it up here in the fourth quarter.
We knew what side of the field they liked to run it. We knew what side he liked to boot to. So we knew the play was coming. And I had intercepted it 3 times in practice, and I intercepted it once in a game.
45 yards. This is for the ball game. Perfect snap. Kick is up. Kick is long enough. The kick is good! It's good! The Seahawks win in overtime in Houston! Oh my word! This may be one of the greatest comebacks in the history of Seahawks football!
That's what championship teams do. And they find ways to win, even when it's not looking like they're going to win. And it's that belief, that hope, that trust factor that we have.
The Seahawks won 7 of their first 8 games.
Richard Sherman is there! He makes the interception!
I couldn't believe he threw it. I guess he didn't read the scout report. Turn out the lights.
I think the party's over. It all comes down to this. Here comes the blitz. Over the top to throw. The ball is incomplete. The game is over. The Seahawks defense. Easy, my heart. I don't know that I can take another one like that.
It's all about who's willing to go further, longer. And if they're willing to have that kind of dogfight, we'll taste our blood and keep smiling and keep fighting.
The Seahawks hadn't lost at home since 2011. And against the Buccaneers, they would need to come back. Once again,
the Seahawks are standing stunned right now, trailing 21-0.
Okay, here we go, boys. Let's see what we can get going right here. Let's go.
Golden Tate is deep, and this is a rocket. He comes out at the 10, 15, 20, 25. He's breaking free, 30, 35. Cuts back far side, breaks 2 tackles. 40, he's still on the run midfield. Here he comes. 40, breaks another. My God, what a run by Golden Tate.
The
is not the way you start. It's how you finish, you know, and it's always been that way. People say we got to get off to a great start. I think that's a bunch of bunk.
Russell Wilson had engineered 6 fourth quarter comebacks, and down 24-17 with less than 2 minutes remaining, the Seahawks found themselves in familiar territory.
Touchdown, Seahawks! We're going to go to overtime.
We have a lot of great players who understand moments. If we were a basketball team and we had 5 guys out there, we'd probably have 5 guys willing to take the game-winning shot.
Nice shot. Let's go. We ain't done yet.
Marshawn Lynch, he is just pounding this Tampa Bay defense. 27-yard field goal attempt to win the game. There's the spot. The kick is up. The Seahawks win. They come back from 21 points down. The largest ever comeback for the Seahawks.
I tell you, man, I'm emotional about it. You competed so freaking hard, you would not take it. You would not take that as a loss. You would not let that happen. You just freaking didn't.
For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with a whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail.
I do model my game after Muhammad Ali. You know, he's not a football player, but I like the way he carried himself. I like the way he spoke.
Never talk about who's gonna stop me. Well, ain't nobody gonna stop me.
He was the innovator of I'm the greatest. I said that before I knew I was.
I give him one more chance. Who's the greatest? You are.
I like his work ethic, because work breeds confidence. And some people are humble, and humble people lose a lot of times.
Richard Sherman is not humble. He brings the noise both on and off the field.
Yo, weak ass, get your weak ass off the field. Get your weak ass off the field. Go home. Go home. You're never going to the playoffs. You're never going to the playoffs.
He definitely is a trash talker, but in a way that he backs it up.
Lays it out over the top, and it's intercepted.
He's the best in the business, and it makes him very special. I'm glad he's on my team, that's for sure.
Sherman may talk a lot of trash, but his idol is a man who collects it.
Well, my dad still drives a trash truck, and he works for the city of L.A. And in the inner city, you can either go one of two ways. You can go to the gang violence and be a criminal, or you can go through sports and work hard and do your best to make it out and make better of yourself.
I've done it all my life, so it was to provide for my family.
It really instilled a work ethic in us. You know, my dad'd go to work 8 hours and then come home and then build, you know, a den for the house and you know, and not complain a bit.
Sherman is like his father in many ways. But against the Vikings in Week 12, no one would accuse him of being the strong and silent type.
It's a waste of my time. It's a waste of time right here. Not strong enough. Need to lift a little more.
Yeah, I was bored in that game. When you don't get the ball thrown at you very often, you get bored. And I was bored. That was basically a waste of my time. I would have been better suited sitting on my couch.
They don't get much bigger than this one. The two best teams in the NFC with the best records. What a way to settle on Monday night.
The 12th man here is ready to go.
Shotgun snap to Breeze. Steps up in the pocket. Looks. He's in the ball. Comes out. It's picked off by the Seahawks. Coming near side 20. 15. Michael Mayer. Touchdown. Seahawks.
They're just applauding their football team right now for a job well done. We also set the record tonight for the loudest crowd in an outdoor stadium.
12th man gets every victory. They were there my rookie year when we were 7-9 and we weren't doing as well, and they were just as loud and proud then.
After Monday night, the 12th man had plenty to be loud and proud about. There was no question which team was the best in the NFC.
14 straight here at CenturyLink Field as they go to 11-1.
Get them out of here!
I've been saying to you for a long time, you ain't done nothing yet. Well, tonight we did a little bit of something.
How they got the nickname? I'm not sure. I guess they're just always bringing the boom. And I'm trying to still figure it out.
I thought it had something to do with the music box or something for a while. I didn't know what it was.
That nickname came from the fans, and the fans just kept shooting out names. Four Horsemen, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, this, that, and the other, and Legion of Boom was the one that stuck.
L.O.B., L.O.B., 313-929 and me.
We expect and want the best for one another.
Woo!
Who's got my back?
So this Legion of Boom is right on it again. It is so hard to throw the football over the corners of the Seahawks. They jump up and make plays on the ball in the air.
L.O.B. I ain't never seen a quarterback who can deal with the L.O.B.
Somewhere in my rookie year, I tipped one to Cam.
Ball is tipped up and intercepted.
Now it's become a routine thing for us.
Ball's tipped up in the air, batted, still tipped. Is it picked? It is. The Seahawks pick.
Alert the Legion.
The Legion of Boom traveled to the East Coast, where they made a Manning look ordinary, intercepting the two-time Super Bowl champion five times.
Manning is going to throw. Ball is intercepted. Richard Sherman comes down with the interception. Wolf throws over the middle. Ball is picked off. Byron Maxwell. Going to let it fly to the far side of the end zone. Ball is slapped up in the air. Intercepted.
You don't think about shutouts when they're happening. You just go out there and keep playing hard. Then you look up, you know, when the clock strikes zero, and then you see a zero next to their name, you smile.
The Seahawks had plenty to smile about. It was their first trip to New Jersey this season, and they hoped it wouldn't be their last. All season long, the Seahawks' toughest competition was themselves, and it was all a part of Pete Carroll's master plan.
That's really the philosophy. We're in a relentless pursuit of finding a competitive edge in everything we do. We're either competing or we're not. And that doesn't mean that you're just doing it on the practice field. It means you're doing it in every aspect of your life.
Yeah, I'm so competitive. You know, I think that's the main focus here.
We're always trying to find ways to be better. And I always meet with my sports psychologist guy, Dr. Gervais. Me and him talk a lot.
I'm going to measure your brain and the electricity around certain parts of your brain.
It's the competitive environment of guys just pushing each other to the limit every day and really allowing their potential to show. That's a testament to Pete and his always compete mindset. And it's crazy, you can't spell compete without Pete. It's kind of, I think there's something there.
By December, the Seahawks were cruising.
The hardest practice we ever had is more competitive than this game gonna be. It's as simple as this. Hey, we owe them, man. We owe them twice.
But down the stretch, they faltered. They lost to their arch rival.
The seven-game win streak for Seattle is.
And even though they intercepted Carson Palmer four times.
Fires into the end zone. Ball picked up. Ball is intercepted in the back of the end zone.
Their 14-game home winning streak was snapped by the Arizona Cardinals.
Ball is bobbled. Ball is caught. And it's a touchdown for Arizona. And the Seahawks now not able to clinch home field advantage and not able to clinch the NFC West.
It was the first home defeat of Russell Wilson's career, and the slumping quarterback didn't take it lightly.
I always say there's no time to sleep, but that night there was really no time. Just woke up, you know, around 3:30 in the morning. Probably got to the facility around 4:15. I was in here watching film, and coach ended up coming in. So we sat down and just watched the game together. And I said, I remember when I played baseball, you know, some days you just go 0-for-4, you know? Some days you just swing and miss. I think it's just one of those days, you know? We don't have to panic. We're still a great football team.
Lots on the line right now today. Let's go to work. Now, 1-0, do everything we can, execute, and just play great football.
In the season finale, the stakes were high. The NFC West title and home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Side got Tate, makes the catch down to the 10, down to the 5. Did he get in? He did. The Seahawks already have to the playoffs. Everybody's coming here this January.
When you're winning at home in Seattle, there's no better feeling.
From CenturyLink Field, it is the NFC divisional playoff matchup. The Seahawks hosting the New Orleans Saints.
The Saints believed the Legion of Boom could be intimidated and tried to bully the Seahawks during warm-ups.
The Saints are going to come in with a lot more aggression, but they want a playoff game already on the road.
Let's go! You already know what it is!
If they weren't doing all that, then it would have just been another win for us and go on, you know. Instead, they hyped it up, and then I think he lost the game before it started.
People are going to talk, and people are going to say this and say that. Let them talk, you know. At the end of the day, it's about coming out in the field and playing a great game.
Hands to Ingram, who goes straight ahead. The ball came out. Seahawks say they got the ball. It is Seahawks ball.
The defense shut out the Saints for three quarters, while the offense unleashed the beast.
It wasn't quite a beast quake caliber, but that was when we knew, okay, here we go, next game.
One down, one to go, whoever it is, they got to go through the 12th man.
A hell of a first step in the playoffs, but we're just getting warmed up. We got a ways to go.
Hey, what's next on three? One, two, three, what's next?
From CenturyLink Field in Seattle, it is the NFC Championship game between the Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers for the right to move on to Super Bowl 48.
Great opportunity, baby. Let's go do it, man. Let's move working for this all year. 60 minutes, the best football of our lives. Let's go.
This is the biggest sporting event in this city in I don't know how long.
Fun.
Russell's going to roll left. He's looking. He drops the ball. It looks like the Niners may have gotten on it. They did. Russell Wilson fumbles the ball on the first play of the game. Not the way you want to start.
You know, coming back to the sideline, you know, everybody's like, oh, Russ, it's okay. I wasn't worried about it.
Okay, we'll come back to it. Let's go. Keep going.
I had another 70 plays left in the game. If I can have 68 to 69 out of 70 to be good, then I'll be okay.
The 49ers took a 10-0 lead in the second quarter.
Breaks out right side, 40. 45 still running midfield. Colin Kaepernick is taking this game into his own hands. He is going to be the death of us yet.
Well, they knew he couldn't throw, so we didn't expect him to run their starting quarterback like a running back, but they did, so now we'll be aware of it.
Everybody just keep doing things like we always do. Do them right. Nice and poised. Take your time.
We just got to get back to playing Seahawk football.
Pump fake. Wilson looking. Still looking. Kind of scrambling. Still looking. Now he's got to take off. Running back to the left side. Now he looks. Now he fires. Downfield. Got a man. Baldwin. Who makes the catch? That play was made by Russell Wilson.
Hey, I think running right at him is the best thing to do. 8-6. Z pivot. Omar McGree. Go get him, Marshawn.
Boom. Wilson turns, hands to Lynch, finds room, first down, and more. A 40-yard touchdown scamper. Beast Mode is alive and well. Tie ball game.
Let's go to work all day. This is what a man up. There you go. Let's go after him. Cut it.
Again, it's a knockdown, drag-out game here. A 4th and 7 from the 35. It'd be about a 53-yard field goal for Stephen Hauschka, and you draw to within a point. Pete Carroll calls timeout.
He looked down there, and he didn't have the look like a guy was ready to kick it.
Hauschka was a little hesitant. I was like, Coach, let's go for it. Coaches, he's thinking, maybe we should go for it.
What do you think? I think we should go for this, Coach. We've been using hard count all day.
Squeeze out right. Just go tell every guy, they're going
offsides on the just normal one.
I don't have any problem going for it. I love going for it, and that's never been a problem for me. Russell and I kind of, we're kindred souls in that regard.
But it looks like the offense is going back on. They're going to try and go for it on fourth down.
This is the play. This is the one. This is it right here. I mean, you can make the guys really believe that you have a shot.
Keep your poise. Let's go. One play after a time. One play after another. Let's go to work. Let's go win this game. Let's go. Come on now.
Down 17-13 in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks took a chance with their second-year quarterback.
Ready?
4th and 7 from the 35. Somebody steps into the neutral zone on the snap and a free play, throws it for the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown! Are you kidding me? What a free play throw to the end zone! Offside by the Niners is declined and the Seahawks score!
You talk about rolling the dice right there, Steve. Pete Carroll showing a lot.
for the first time today. It's 20-17.
Hey, they're about to try me. They're about to try me. I'm going to capitalize.
We're going to win.
You know, I was sitting on the sideline. I was like, okay, well, this is it. You know, let's see what happens. You know, and I just, I'm the type that just believes in something good happening.
Get your hands on. This is what you do, bro. Yep. This is what you do right here. Huh?
Hawks need a stop. Niners need to go home. We need to go to the Meadowlands. Fourth down and two. He looks. He looks. Now he scrambles left side. Still looks. Now he throws back. The ball is caught by Gore for a first down. Clock still moving. 1:15 and counting. Kaepernick throws far side. Ball reach out, catches. Down to the 30-yard line is Crabtree. Looks down the middle. Fires. Ball is caught. Vernon Davis inside the 20. Seahawks lead by 6. The Niners are threatening.
If you're going to try to go for the game and you're really going for it and you know who the main culprit is, who's going to say something to you after the game? Then you got to go for it, because then it could shut me up. But then if you miss, you don't get to shut anybody up. Then you have to just shut up.
40 seconds to play in the game. The Hawks need a stop. They need a takeaway. Shotgun for Kaepernick, takes the snap. Looks, fires near side, going for the end zone.
Stayed away from Richard Sherman all day long. They went over to him at the wrong possible time, and Richard Sherman made them pay.
Okay. He thought that was going to be a touchdown, too, so that would have been his third touchdown in 3 years against Seattle Seahawks, so that would have been a feat. But it was his seventh interception against Seattle Seahawks. And once again, at the end of the game, trying to throw a fade to Crabtree, it's like, 2 years in a row, your season ends the same way you would think he would learn.
By Richard Sherman, that ball goes up to Crabtree. He bats it back into the field of play, and there's Malcolm Smith right there to make the huge interception.
But that was a great moment. And it is at that instant when you realize, okay, we are going to the Super Bowl.
Ever since I was 4 years old, throwing the football around with my dad and my brother, it's like, man, I've worked at this, you know, and we're going to the Super Bowl.
The very next thing that seemed to happen, still in the midst of the competitive moment, was, Richard got interviewed. He reacted in the warrior mentality he was in.
Richard, let me ask you, the final play, take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're gonna get. Don't you ever talk about me.
A few minutes later, Russell Wilson did an interview of his own, except he was the one asking the questions.
Russell Wilson on stage along with Terry Bradshaw, the great Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback.
Well, when I walked on stage, I didn't know he was going to be on stage necessarily. But as soon as I got on stage, as soon as I saw him, I was like, gotta ask Terry Bradshaw, you know?
Hey, I got a question for you. So what do we need to do to win it? It's different. What do we need to do to win it? What makes you win it?
Don't just, you know what? You got to be really cool. Don't let the moment catch up with you.
Okay.
You got to play the game down. If you build it up, it's so important, you'll screw it up.
Yeah.
And you won't play well.
There's a reason why he was there, and I was able to ask him. And you know, anytime I see a Hall of Fame type player or a Hall of Famer, you know, I always try to ask him, you know, what makes you so great? What made you so great? What made your team so great? What separates you from everybody else? Now, I don't want to give all the details because I want everybody to know.
Boy, the Super Bowl, baby. And I could have been playing baseball right now.
It feels pretty unreal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, man. Going to Super Bowl. Let's go win it.
We're still playing.
I see you, boy. I knew they were going to try you, too.
I knew it, too.
I knew it. We got Frank Sinatra playing. That's what I'm talking about. Yo!
Keenum! Good game, man. Love you, man. Love you, baby. Love you.
Seattle was going to the Super Bowl. But Richard Sherman's post-game rant to Aaron Andrews.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Was all anyone was talking about.
But I would rather see a little humility in Richard Sherman.
That loudmouth from Seattle sort of epitomizes the Seattle team to me.
I think it's too much. To me, it was kind of embarrassing. Kids are watching this.
Even the president weighed in.
And my sense is he's taken a page out of Muhammad Ali's playbook. I think he said that explicitly, yeah. Which is, this is a good way to get attention.
You just got to take it with a grain of salt. It's like throwing a pebble at a mountain. It really doesn't bother me.
When you try the best corner in the game with a mediocre receiver, that's what happens.
If you've never been in a game and you've never had to feel that up and down, that roller coaster, then you would never understand. So it's easy to understand why people wouldn't be able to comprehend the amount of emotion and passion that goes into the game.
It was unfortunate and uncomfortable, and people didn't know how to take it, but that's as real as the league can get. Everybody wants to know what it's like on the inside. Well, you just got it.
From MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it is Super Bowl 48 between the Seahawks and the Denver Broncos. For their teammates, for their coaches, for the 12th man, it is their time. It is the Seahawks' time.
Peyton Manning, I even went to his passing academy when I was a young kid, and watching him all the years that he's been phenomenal and the highs of his game, and their offense is just prolific and one of the best in NFL history, that didn't matter for us. Personally, I was very confident.
Hey, at the beginning of the year, I asked your boys, why not us? We're here for a reason. We're here for a reason. And let's go prove tonight.
I feel this energy, bro. This shit is special, bro. They don't make them like us. We're special for a reason. We're not like everybody else. Stick to who you are. We know who we are. That's why we're so good with it, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody in the world can beat us, bro.
Yeah.
There is nothing like pregame for the Super Bowl.
One of the greatest moments of a Super Bowl is going out for the coin toss. You're walking across and Peyton Manning's walking your way, you realize that, man, we're here.
Well, Joe Namath actually flipped it a bit early.
Joe Namath, he messed up that coin toss.
Tails, his call's tails. Now, Joe.
I had a quick release.
It is tails. We want to toss.
We got what we want. Let's go. Let's go.
Look, what is that?
That is all 14. The ball goes into the end zone.
Oh! Oh!
The safety. The Seahawks are up four on the first snap of the game.
This is 12th man. They could hear him all the way out here in the Northwest.
We didn't really think it was that loud. I mean, compared to our stadium, our fans made more of a statement than we did. The press, they look on paper and say, oh, yeah, he's got a lot of yards and a lot of touchdowns. Oh, Cam Chancellor. Oh, he's really big. Oh, he probably can't stop him. You're not paying attention.
Manning steps up to the pocket on the blitz ball. Sailboat's intercepted. Cam Chancellor. Legion of Boom steps up again.
We walked up on him after he made that interception, and it was like, we're going to win this one. We're going to win this one.
The only people on the field who are open is us. That's why he got to throw the ball. You was open. He hit you right between the numbers. You came. Boom.
Return. The hand to Lynch. Looks for running room. Puts his head down. He keeps running. Keeps running. It down.
Is it all right if we score more points?
Oh, yeah, we can score some more. Hell, yeah, we can score some more. We don't need some more.
Can we?
Yeah, you can.
Moreno in the backfield. Now he scampers. The ball is hit as it comes out, and it's picked off by the Seahawks. Far sideline. Holy catfish. Touchdown, Seahawks. Short kick. Percy Harvin with the catch. He's on the run. He breaks free. He's across the 40. The speed. There he goes. Midfield. Look out. He's going.
Look out, he's gone. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
like fantasy land, like you're in Disney World or something, you know? Like, this can't happen. This, too? It's this good? It's this much fun?
Are you guys even up there yet? You didn't miss that, did you?
Hilarious.
That's a bad boy.
They tried to kick it away from him, and it bounced right to him.
Hey, Wes Welker said he wanted us. The mayor said we don't hit. Boy, hey, you asked for a storm, you gonna get it.
Super Bowl 48 capped a defensive performance unseen in the history of the NFL. The Seahawks became the first team since the 85 Bears to lead the league in takeaways, points, and yards allowed.
Don't you ever say you want one-on-ones with us!
When you have the best offense in the history of the game, statistically, I think whoever stopped them is probably etching their names in the history books as well.
Reaches up and makes a catch and fumbles the ball! The Seahawks have it!
Hey, attack mode! Keep it on! Keep it on!
Here comes a four-man rush by Denver. Wilson fires inside, and Kurtz makes the catch, spins out of one, spins out of two, 10, 5! Touchdown, Seahawks! And Seattle is making it look easy against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, so good! So good!
Yeah, we want to go home. Let's keep going, you know, and it's going to end too soon. About that time, that's when Marshawn took his shoes off, I think, you know, somewhere in there.
Okay, here we go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey, easy, 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 easy. Where's he at? 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 Heads up, 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 heads up.
Shh, shh. Wait, wait, wait.
Hey, get up. Hold on, hold on. Easy, easy, easy. Heads up, heads up.
Your Seahawks Super Bowl 48 champion.
Russell, man. Congratulations, man.
It's a pleasure, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
It was a surreal experience to see the confetti coming down, to see our team out there, to see everybody in jubilation.
Hey. Ooh, look at
it. And to see the trophy and to understand it was Seattle's first Super Bowl. It felt like a stepping stone more than anything. We kind of disappointed ourselves the last year, so we call this one the one we should have won.
Remember we talked about? Remember we talked about Atlanta last year at the bus?
That's exactly right.
Remember? I remember. Yeah.
Getting up on the podium and looking through the crowd and trying to find Glenna, and when I, you know, when I caught that look, you know, and that smile, it was really. That was it. That was the whole moment. And the confetti's flying, you know, and the family's right. I didn't see it. She was like the only one in the stadium.
I'm about to quit it.
Oh, it was such a joy to see you.
And all the extra hours sitting in there in the film and just studying over and over and over again, throwing extra passes after practice or guys catching extra punts, it's all worth it in the end. You know, you realize that it was special. You realize that it's a once-in-a-lifetime type thing, and hopefully it'll come again.
Seattle had waited 38 years for a Lombardi Trophy, and 3 days after their Super Bowl win, the Seahawks brought one home.
Going to the parade here in Seattle, I mean, I don't know, there's probably a million people out. The 12th man deserves that, but it's one of those things that you never take for granted, and you just want to keep going and find a way to get there again.
Jake Tapper, don't you ever talk about me like that. I'm the best president in the game. What do you think, Richard? Was that good? A little more feeling next time?
Our saying is, what's next? And we're really sitting there like, what's next? Do we play another team, or is there a European team or something that we can go play for another championship? And there wasn't. There isn't.
Well, let me tell you, we the best chefs in the game. So when you try us with an easy meal like salmon cakes and succotash, that's the result you're gonna get.
The national championship years were really cool too. It's really special, but this one has something that connects you with the history of the great league that we coach in, and it's kind of the culmination of all those times that you're dreaming about, the moments and the opportunities. And It's an extraordinary gift that we get, you know, because it's so rare. Very grateful.